He is precious, ain't he? Got your Bibles, turn with me to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Thank you for that good singing. This morning, we'll look into the Word of God. We'll read this chapter. May not get past the first few verses, but I want to read the old chapter, okay? God done said more than we can ever say. Luke 15:1 said, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Boy, I'm glad he does. "He spake this parable of them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, does not leave 99 in the wilderness? Go after that which is lost until he find it. And when he be found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me. For I found my sheep, which was lost." Hallelujah. "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having a piece of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. And when she found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say to you, there shall be joy," and listen to this, "in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented." Now, I said a while ago, they're rejoicing in heaven. Well, I always thought that the same. I got to reading that yesterday. I said, oh, wait a minute. Well, say, you know, there's angels up there, but that ain't the only place they are. You know what I believe? You say, what do you believe? Not only in heaven, not his own rejoicing in heaven. And I know there's angels up there, but you know what? I believe them angels right around us are rejoicing. I used to think, well, they don't know what they're rejoicing about, but I believe they do. They know one thing, them angels that fail don't have no redemption for them. And they know, they're looking to the sea. That's what the Bible said, looking into this. But you know what? When you got saved, you know you had a guardian angel, didn't you? You ought to praise God for that. You know, when Peter was in prison, they prayed for him to get out, and they couldn't hardly believe it when he got there. But you know what? One of the girls come back, they thought, oh, it must be his angel. It couldn't be Peter. But it was Peter. But guess who got Peter out? That was that angel. Ain't no telling how many times he got us out. No telling how many times that guardian angel. I've seen him work in my own life. Well, we do have them camped around about us, those that fear God. And they are with us. They've been with us. It didn't just come when we got saved, but some of us most of us would never live long enough to get saved. It hadn't been for them. So he said that rejoicing among the angels, of one sinner that repenteth. He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto him his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took in the journey to a far country. There wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. He began to be in want. And he went and joined himself unto a citizen of that country. He sent unto him fields to feed the swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He went and came to himself and said, when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's house, bread enough, and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I rise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and run, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I've sinned against heaven, and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son." And the father said unto his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, and put it upon him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and he's alive again. He's lost and is found." And they begin to be merry. And his elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh in the house and heard music and dancing. He called one of his servants and asked what meaneth these, what these things meant. And he said unto him, "Thy brother's come, and thy father killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound." He was angry and would not go in, therefore came his father out and entreated him. He answered, said unto his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this day, this thy son was come, which have devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf." He said unto him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for thy brother is dead and is alive again, lost and is found." I preached one time on that. A lot of us is there. It's already there, but we hadn't taken advantage of it. That's what the elder son had done. But I'm going back now to this first part of this chapter. Just wanted to read that. And we're going to pray. Father, I want to thank you for your everlasting mercy, your kindness and grace that you've shown us. Thank you for these that have come this morning, made that special effort, come out to your house. And Lord, we're thankful for everyone, but Lord, we're thankful for thee because of your presence and power, your grace and mercy that you've shown us all through the years. And loving us, in spite of us, O God, saved us, our Father, with your marvelous grace. And Lord, we ask you now to speak to each heart that's here this morning. May your word have free course and compass that is pleasing to you. May souls be saved and hearts revived this morning. And God will ever thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. You know, these publicans and these Pharisees, in other words, these Pharisees, they didn't like the company Jesus kept. They didn't. They didn't have much use for the publicans and the sinners. They thought they was above it, and they didn't have much use for them, and they didn't really want the Lord to have anything to do with them. But in this passage of Scripture, I want to show you, the Lord wants to show us something this morning, I believe. These sinners came to hear him. And the Pharisees, the scribes, mumbled, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with him." And I'm so glad this morning that he does. He receiveth sinners. But you know what? When he receives them, thank God, we don't stay like we was. He said, "For such were some of you." And I'm glad, thank God, that such were some. We were as others. We were out in the world. We were out yonder. But I'm so glad that God receiveth sinners. I was reading another passage of Scripture over in the Gospel. I think it's over in the Gospel of Luke. It's in the Gospel of Luke also. And you remember when Jesus, some woman came and was washing his feet with her. And you know what? Let's read it this morning, because I want you to see this too. It's in Luke chapter number 7 and verse number 36. It says, I'm going to read this also. Luke chapter number 7 and verse number 36 and following, as we read a few of these verses here. May God bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. One of the Pharisees, verse number 36 of Luke 7, said, desired him that he would eat with him. He went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, now I want you to get a hold of this, which was a sinner. It says, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of anointment, stood at his feet behind him and weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed him with anointment. And when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is what? A sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he whom forgave most. He said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears, wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. For she was willing to kiss his feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. For to whom little is forgiven, she the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Thank God that he forgives sins. And they that sat at meat with him began to say with themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. Thank God. And so I want to say this morning, not only does God receive sinners, I'm so glad. Listen, he not only receiveth sinners, but he forgives sinners, and he seeks sinners. I read that passage of Scripture. You look at it just a moment. You know what he did? He went out and he was seeking the lost. He was seeking and saving. The Bible says, this is the Apostle Paul said, this is a faithful saying in 1 Timothy 1:15. You know what it said? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus is coming to this world to save sinners, thank God. Not only did he receive us, he saves us, thank God. I'm glad that he does. Aren't you? It's an exciting thing. You think about it. Glory to God. He receives sinners. I know one he received knew where he was on the cross. Glory to God. That thief. He'll take a thief and receive him. He took that old thief on the cross. He said, I don't know how you know he received him. He didn't have no outdoor reception place for sinners. He'd receive them into his heart. And he'll come into your heart. He took that thief on the cross. He received him that day for forgive him of his sins and took him to paradise with him. Glory to God. I'm so thankful this morning that God not only will receive sinners, but he'll forgive sinners. Thank God he'll cleanse us, and that's what he does. And listen, we don't stay like we was. We become new creatures in Christ Jesus. I'm so glad that we do. Thank God we couldn't do nothing by ourselves, couldn't forgive ourselves, but he forgives, he sanctifies, and cleanses us. Aren't you glad that he receives sinners? Somebody said, you know what, Pharisee said, oh, if he's a prophet, if he'd have been a prophet, he'd know who that was down there kissing his feet and washing his feet. He knew exactly all about her. He knew every sin she'd ever committed. But listen, he's like the woman who was caught in adultery. You know what she said to her? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He came not to condemn. He came not to push us down. He came to forgive us and pick us up out of our sin and set us on a rock. Get us out of the gutter, out of the pit, and give us a going and establish that going for the grace of God. He receives sinners. You know he can save unto the uttermost, don't you? He can. You don't have a way to do it either. That's right, brother. But he saves unto the uttermost. That's what my Jesus does. He receives sinners. Well, you know, you look in that passage of Scripture a while ago, you see 90, you see 100 sheep. Listen. Oh, glory to God. I read, there ain't not one of them going to be lost. It was 99 of them he left in the fold, left them in the wilderness, on the grass, in the pasture, wherever they were, to go hunt that one. And you know what he did? He found it. Shepherd. Hallelujah. Wondering. And he found that sheep. Brought it home. Sometime you ought to read in the 17th chapter of the book of John. I read it again yesterday. You know what I found? 6 times. You know what he said? Father gave you me. 6 different times in that chapter. It tells us how that God has given us to Christ. And you know what? I shouted. I said, glory to God. You know what? I don't believe he's going to lose one of them. Did you know it says it? You read it if you don't believe me. Read the 17th chapter. You'll find at least six times where he said, the Father has given you me. Oh, what a wonderful gift. You gave us unto the Father. Father's given us unto Christ. Christ paid the price for us. And thank God he said, I'm going to look for that sheep. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 53, verse number 5 and 6, I'll tell you what it says. I'll be like sheep, have gone astray, and the Lord have laid upon him the iniquity of us all. We went astray, lost sheep, but Jesus came seeking for us, searching for us. And listen, thank God he receives us and accepts us and forgives us and cleanses us and gives us that eternal life, that because God in his sovereign grace and mercy gave me the Christ. Whew. Read it. Christ. But there was a woman in that city. She was a sinner. Jesus knew who she was. He can say, there's only one sin. Blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. There's no forgiveness in this life and the one to come. But other than that, listen, sin can be forgiven. Hallelujah. But there's a woman in that city. You know what? I believe she knew she's one. They said she's one. But you know what? Those Pharisees, those scribes, you know what they did? You know what they was? What I said, what I get out of it saying to me? She's a sinner, we not. guess who gets forgiveness? You got to realize and recognize. You know what Brother Ralph Barner said? He said, when a person realizes he's a sinner, he said, that's a sacred thing because the Holy Ghost had to convict him and make him see it. And you, until you realize you're a sinner. That's why somebody coming out, I got saved and said, just tell the Lord, God be merciful to you, a sinner. And when I was willing to admit I was a sinner, and I knew I was, but I didn't want to admit it, you know. But Brother Danny, when I got willing to admit it, I'm just a sinner. And God, I'm asking you to have mercy on me, a sinner. I realize that God, listen, receives sinners. You know what Paul said, and I don't think I ever finished quoting that verse a while ago. You know what he said? Is it 1 Timothy 1:15? He said, it's a sin, faithful sin. It is worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And what else did he say? Whom I'm chief. I figure if he say the chief, he can say the rest of us. I'm chief. You got the chief. He can get us ending skinny. We'd probably run a pretty good race with him. But you know what Paul was doing? Persecuting Christians. He's there when Stephen was stoned. And guess where they laid his clothes? At his feet. What was God doing? How did the world Paul get saved? He's a blasphemer. Hauling, persecuting Christians. But when God struck him down on the road to Damascus, he said, why persecutest thou me? You know what he said, Lord? What you want me to do? Whew. That's the reason Paul could say he's the chief of sinners. God saved him. They never listen. No one too hard. Not a case that he can't handle. He can save unto the most. He receives sinners. I'm telling you, if you got in, he received you. You got in. You came in as a sinner. He forgave you. But you know what Paul said when he became a saint? He became one. He said, I'm the least of the saints. You know what? We got that thing backwards. A lot of people say, I'm be like them Pharisees. I'm the greatest of the saints. I was the least of the sinners. You get a lot further with God if you just get honest. Let's just be like Paul. We chief on the other end. We've chief. And we least among the saints now. But God is rich in mercy. Wherein he loved us. That corn was lost in the house. She had to sweep, search, get a candle to find it. Some people are lost right in the house of God. You know how I go out and do a bunch of bad things and get in prison and everything else to be lost. You don't. You can be a good person as far as morally. But has anything happened in the heart? Have you had a new birth? Have you been born again? Have you had that new life in Christ? Hallelujah. But he receives sinners. That's the ones he receives. And certainly he knew this woman. Was it Mary Magdalene? There was a bunch of Marys in there. Surely he knew who she was. Amen? He knows what we are. My wife was really up to the point. She didn't beat around no bush about anything. And she'd tell me, said, well, you know, we always might as well just go ahead and tell the Lord. He already knows it in here. Huh? And you can't fool him. You can't trick him. Might as well confess it up and say, Lord, this is just the way it is. You already know it. And you know what? That's what he wants us to do. He receives sinners. You know what? He told them Pharisees over about that woman. I read it. You heard it. She's been forgiven for much. And she's thankful. She's rejoicing much. Hallelujah. And you know what? When God receives us into his family, I'm glad he'll give us some joy. And we can rejoice. Hallelujah. God will receive you this morning. He'll accept you. See, he goes out and he'll seek, search. That's what he's telling us, these three parables right here. The sheep, the coin, and the son. You see, the son was running. Running away from home. Basically, that's what he was doing. But he got his subjects that was coming to him from his father without wasting them. Oh, wasted time, wasted life, wasting. And then you see, after he was running, you see his ruin. He got ruined. Lost everything he had. He lost it all. Wound up feeding the hogs. And he feigned, wished, would have just eat the husk with the hogs. But no man gave him any. He got hungry. So not only did he run, not only did he come to a ruin, but something else. He came to himself. Huh? He said, I know what I'm going to do. He remembered something. He said, oh, my the servants in my father's house, they got plenty, and I'm out here starving. He remembered what it was back home. And he got to thinking about it. He came to himself. And he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going back to the Father. And I'm going to say to him, Father, I don't even deserve to be called your son. Just let me be a hired servant. He remembered. He repented. Or returned. Went back to his father. And repented. You know what he said? Father, I've sinned. Against heaven. That's what you don't realize. You may sin against somebody else. He sinned against his father. But you got to realize who you sin. Not only against someone here, but against heaven and against the Father. He said, I know what I'm going to return. Went back, told his father, repented. But you know what? When his father saw him, y'all are looking and wondering why in the world they went and searched for the coin. Didn't they? With a light and a candle. Swept for it. Went searched for the sheep until he found it. But the father stayed. Hallelujah. Seeking for the coins, top of the Holy Spirit, going after, and the shepherds, the top of the sun, going hunting the sheep. But here's the father, waiting, watching, looking. And he saw him far away off. What brought him back? I believe the Holy Ghost is over. Spirit of God was drawing him. Brought him. That's how we get in. Spirit of God. So he came back. But what happened when he came back? Far off, the father saw him. He ran. Listen, fell on him, kissed him on the neck. Whew. Glad he's home. In all three cases, they rejoiced. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's something to rejoice about when one gets in to the family. One was lost and now is found. But you know what, really? It really touched my heart about this whole passage of Scripture, all those that I read this morning, is that Christ receives sinners. But thank God we don't stay in that same condition. We're not perfect. No. But God takes the desire. Then, we make a mistake or whatever happens. Ooh, it grieves the heart. Stick a dagger in. Amen. But you know what? God forgives. When I read that verse of Scripture that I just read a while ago, back up further than Luke, when he said if he'd been a prophet, he'd have known that she's a sinner. He did. And my heart was aching, and I thought to myself, he does know. And he's there to receive you. And he's here this morning. If you never come home, I want to tell you something. Last night, he didn't preach on that first part, but he preached on the prodigal son there. I've been, this Lord been laying, I've been reading, looking at this for the last few days, 3 or 4 days. On Saturday night, if I can, I like to get home at 9 o'clock. By 9, I like to hear Brother Billy Graham preach. Don't you? Would you hear him last night? This is in 1992 in Portland, Oregon. You know what he preached on? Prodigal son. I said, Lord, you, I mean, that's preached a long time ago, but they run it last night. I said, Lord, you must, that must be on schedule. That's the Holy Ghost. Prodigal, come. He's preaching on, come home. Come on home. You know, I keep telling people, inviting people to church. Some of them hadn't been, and I couldn't tell you when. Don't go anywhere. You know, I told one the other day, I said, time's going to run out on you. It sort of looked like it. He don't see him, but it sort of looked like it. It made him sit up and think. If you don't believe it, when you get to pushing 70, somebody's done passed me. Time run out. But you know what? Make your time count for God. He receive you. And I guarantee you, what I love about my Lord, even as we walk with him as a Christian, walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God. He'll discipline us. He'll whoop us. He'll correct us. But he don't condemn us. Thank God he forgives us. He said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about when I was looking at this. He receives them. Did you know, even in the ark, God is so merciful. Did you know in that ark, there's only 7 got in there. When the 7, Noah and his wife and his family. But look what else went in there with him. Did you know God took the clean and the unclean animals in there? He did. And you know what God do to us? He'll take the unclean, the defile, all this. He'll take it and bring it in. He'll forgive us and cleanse us. If you've ever been washed in the blood, it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. Christ receiveth sinners, and he forgives us. Hallelujah. Thy faith, he told that woman, made thee whole. She come washing his feet with her tears, putting that ointment upon him. Thank God, and he forgave her because he received sinners. You know what? He didn't even go out and seek it. Seek it. Bring in. Receive it. And he forgives us. There's another verse. I'm trying to close. Jesus Christ, you know what he came in this world? The seeking to save. I read that verse a while ago. Seeking to save that which is what? Lost. Not only seeks us, he receives us, he seeks us, receives us, and he saves us. And I don't know about you. That's a wonderful thing that he receives us. Glory to God. He sure does. Would you stand with me this morning? Brothers are going to come lead us in a song.